Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, being joined now by Caitlin Klooper, who covers the Indiana Pacers, and of course does an amazing job and has a podcast out right now previewing the Bucks and the Pacers series. Follow her on Twitter at C2_Cooper. Caitlin, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. We get to talk about the same matchup again, but two very different teams, I think, headed into this one.
So from a fan standpoint, I think Bucks fans can't stand the Pacers, if we're being honest, with Haliburton and the Dame Time thing and all of that. From a Pacers fan standpoint, what is your view or their view of this Milwaukee Bucks team and this what we think is a rivalry in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the two seeds that the Pacers potentially could have been playing in the first round probably are the two biggest rivalries by Pacers fans. You could probably throw the Knicks in there as well, between, you know, the history between the Pacers and the Pistons and everything that's gone on between the Pacers and the Bucks, from the in-season tournament history to the first round last year. And then, of course, Ballgate pretty much lives, I think, rent-free in most people's minds.
Yes, no question about that. And this is a different Bucks team, obviously, than what we saw last year. Last year in the playoffs, Damian Lillard gets hurt, Giannis gets hurt, and it's Chris Middleton and a cast of others that wasn't nearly enough to take care of that Pacers team. This year, a little bit different. No Damian Lillard again, but Giannis being healthy with a guy like Kevin Porter Jr., Kyle Kuzma, who, again, I don't think anybody here is really a big fan of since he's gotten here at the trade deadline, but a different type of opponent for the Pacers this year. How do you see them matching up with this team, which I think is more athletic than last year's?
Yeah, I think it definitely presents different challenges. The first and foremost being that, you know, Giannis, a returning but very familiar, formidable face for the Pacers. The last two games in March, they had Pascal Siakam matched up opposite for him. I wrote about it in my piece today that, you know, he matched up with him for 136 possessions this year. That's the most he's defended any single player in the NBA, and that's a little bit contrary to his role. Most often within the Pacers scheme, they like to assign Siakam more often to low usage wings so he can be doing a lot of roaming and shadowing behind pick and rolls. That's going to be different for him. I do think he's the best option, but also they rely on him a lot offensively. And I think that there's going to be a lot that they need to be able to do to maintain the toll that's going to be on Siakam. So then who else are they going to divvy up that matchup to? Whether that be Aaron Nesmith, that's going to lead to different types of attacks from Giannis. Maybe even looking at somebody who didn't even play in the last two games, being Jairus Walker, maybe mixing in some zone. They're going to have their hands full there. And I should probably add, too, I think everybody in the NBA knows it's never going to be just one singular player defending Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's going to have to be a lot of loading up. And then if they are loading up, who else is getting loose for them? Because I know I've watched the Bucks down the stretch here trying to prepare for this series, and I know that some of their small ball lineups are looking fairly formidable and more formidable, as you mentioned, than the ones that the Pacers played in the playoffs a year ago when it was more like Gallo at the five and Bobby Portis at the five with, you know, Patrick Beverley and some of those other units when you're looking at Kevin Porter Jr. and Gary Trent Jr. and AJ Green and Giannis and Bobby. That group's playing a lot of zone. The Pacers have struggled against zone. So I see some challenges that the Pacers are going to have to solve that they definitely didn't have to think about when we were doing the same thing a year ago.
Talking with Caitlin Cooper, follow her on Twitter at C2_Cooper. She's the creator of Basketball She Wrote, a blog about the Pacers and covering the Pacers on a day-to-day basis. When we talk about Giannis, the other thing that's kind of changed a little bit, I heard Rick Carlisle talk about this on a morning show in Indianapolis yesterday, is the fact that he's passing the ball more than maybe he did last year at this same point without Damian Lillard being on the floor whipping the ball all over the court, finding open shooters. The other thing I think that has changed too is his mid-range jumper has become way better than it has been in previous years, and he's kind of gone away from shooting the three.
Yeah, and those two things definitely showed up when you look back and watch the film, because he's improved on those two-point jumpers by, I want to say, around 10 percentage points. And against the Pacers, he's been up over 50. I think he's exceeded his expected shot quality on those against Indiana by about 17 points. And I think part of the reason why is because if Siakam's guarding him as primary, they don't want to switch, or I mean, they don't want to drop a lot if Siakam's guarding there against four or five pick and rolls. So they're going to be more often switching, which means then Giannis is going to have Miles Turner in space. Miles Turner is okay against switches relative to the rest of the NBA, but when you have to back up off of Giannis to protect against that speed, that does give him some room to hit those types of shots. And then when you mention the playmaking, I think that that shows up a lot when he's posting up, you know, and especially because he likes the left block as much as he does. Yep. He can throw that right-handed whip pass to the opposite corner, and then that creates decisions for the Pacers again. Like, are you going to be able to double from the bottom? Are you going to double from the post-entry passer? And then where are the Bucks positioning the rest of the players that they have on the floor? Although that does get a little bit easier if Damian Lillard isn't one of the people that you have to worry about as a spacer around those types of actions.
From a Bucks fan perspective, I think the one thing that we fear is the Pacers getting out and running in transition. That has been a problem for the Bucks in the past. I think that's something that they have to try to slow down as much as possible, on top of second chance points being a factor too.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pacers standpoint, I would assume those are things they want to attack.
Absolutely. I mean, they're a team that it feeds their, I like to say that they're kind of a one end of the floor team and that both ends of the floor feed into each other. So if they can get out and run, then that allows them to set their high pressure defense. And they have a very high pickup point. They were last season in the playoffs, they had the most possessions of press defense of any team in Synergy's entire database. So that's something that they're going to be looking to do. So when they can run, they can do that more often. And it kind of goes in the reverse feedback loop with the Bucks. Like when I mentioned that small ball lineup, if they're going to be playing zone, if the Pacers struggle against zone and they're not scoring, and then that's also slowing down their pace, it's harder for them to set their pressure defense when the other team's going to be able to run potentially off of their misses. So, yeah, the Pacers are still very much a transition team. The numbers don't look as exaggerated as they were a year ago because of what some of the balance has been defensively, but that will be at the top of their priority list for sure in this matchup.
From a Bucks perspective, you know, the question is how much is Brook Lopez going to play in this series if it does become a run and gun game, because he's not going to be the most fleet of foot going back up and forth down the floor. But without him in the lineup for the Bucks, you have Giannis as the shot blocker and that's it. There is nobody else at that point. If you're the Pacers, I would assume you want Brook Lopez on the floor versus off.
I would think so, just because Tyrese is, I mean, there's not a lot of good ways to limit Tyrese Haliburton and his overall decision-making impact, but I would say the best pick and roll coverage to try against him is, you know, weak him left and then switch. And so who are you going to be able to put on Miles Turner or Siakam as the screener defender to switch on to Tyrese? That's more so going to be units with Giannis at the five or other guys that you could potentially cross match there rather than Brook. Although, you know, the Bucks did a little bit of switching there in the regular season matchup, and they tried to do some of that in the playoffs last year. But Miles Turner obviously is a space big opposite from Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez is a space big opposite from Miles. So to a certain extent, the Pacers and the Bucks kind of have the same decision making there. I mean, the last matchup when the Pacers were in Milwaukee, they closed with Obi Toppin at the five against Milwaukee to try to claw back into some of that lead. They will downsize, and then they don't have a rim protector in those small ball lineups, the same quality that Giannis is in Milwaukee's small ball lineup. So to what degree both centers stay on the floor and to what degree each of them can pull the other person into space is definitely something to keep an eye on.
Talk with Caitlin Cooper. Follow her on Twitter at @C2_Cooper, creator of Basketball She Wrote, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. X Factor, I guess, is something that we always do on Sports Talk Radio. I would say for the Milwaukee Bucks, it's pretty simple. It's Kevin Porter Jr. If he continues to play well and throw up 15 to 20 points a night, I think that helps make up for the offense you lose from Damian Lillard if he can do it consistently. Who's that X factor for the Pacers in this series?
Kevin Porter Jr. answer is really good too, because TJ McConnell hasn't had quite the same effect defensively, providing pressure at the point of attack. And if Bucks fans noticed in the last game, he got overpowered in that matchup a little bit. I would say for the Pacers, interestingly enough, and this is what I wrote my preview on, Jairus Walker did not play in the two games that these two teams played for seeding considerations. But after that game, he's been in the rotation more often, and it's almost seemed like the Pacers are thinking, like, we need to test this out and see how viable he might be, because he is a guy that can potentially provide secondary rim protection. He is somebody who maybe, you know, if Siakam's 60% of the possessions against Giannis and Nesmith is 30% of the defensive possessions against Giannis, if you can get 10% of the possessions with Jairus Walker, that could do something to help, you know, maintain Siakam's stamina in this series across, you know, potentially a 7-game outing. So I really am kind of keeping an eye on him and what he's going to do in a playoff debut. He and Benedict Mathurin haven't played in the playoffs yet. The rest of the roster does have playoff experience, but watching what both of them could do and potentially swing this as X factors. It's not going to be on them if the Pacers don't win the series, but it might be. They could be considerable contributing factors if they are.
Both coaches have a ring. Both coaches have finished at some point in their career, one longer than others, with Doc Rivers. Where do you give the coaching advantage to in this series?
I'm going to have to lean towards Rick Carlisle. Maybe that's somewhat being a homer, but I think that from game to game, the best coaching staff's been really excellent at making adjustments when they've felt out a series. And when I've watched some of the stuff from the Bucks, I will say there are times where I question what some of the spacing can be, and that can be, and positioning wise with players, sometimes that can be a factor of, you know, playing random offense and getting out in transition at times and where players end up, but also they don't always do, I think, the best job of realigning themselves to get to the most optimized possessions in terms of like who might be adjacent to Giannis, if he has to veer into a handoff, if teams are loading up, like, do I really want Torian Prince one pass away and that's who you're running a handoff with? Sometimes, you know, if Giannis is posting up, why is Damian Lillard in the weak side corner? Certain things like that, I think that the Pacers are very meticulous with, especially at the offensive end of the floor and applying, like I said, different adjustments throughout the series that I thought gave them an edge last year, despite the fact that they also had an advantage in health over the Milwaukee Bucks, clearly.
It's Sports Talk Radio, so I have to ask the question, who you got in the series?
I mean, about, like, if I'm giving it percentage-wise, I'm going to lean 52% Pacers.
Oh,
I think that the Pacers can still win this out if Damian Lillard's going to be out and not be able to play, but I take Giannis very seriously, so I'm going to have to see the first couple games and see if the Pacers have, you know, any luck limiting it on him at all, because they're certainly not going to stop him, but to what degree can they limit him? If they're successful at all at limiting him, I think this can be somewhat linear. If they're not, and he's running roughshod, then I think, you know, this is going to be in favor of the Bucks because he is the best player in the series.
Caitlin Cooper is amazing to follow on Twitter. I've been following her for quite some time. Follow her as well at @C2_Cooper, creator of basketball. She wrote a blog covering the Indiana Pacers. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.